Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, KN4 TFW. How you doing this evening?
KN4 TFW, W2T. I'm doing pretty good. Just ate late lunch, early supper, whatever you want to call it. Run back by my house, gather up all my stuff, and then head to rehearsal here in a little while. I'll be there tonight about 6:30, so I'll be off and on the road again in a little while. Anyway, what you up to today?
Yeah, heading home from work. Gonna go get me something to eat and then get ready to go over there with Gary and study for the extra.
Well, that's good. That's good. And y'all are getting started on that. And I know you're just getting started, basically, so got a ways to go, but I think by the time you get through with Gary, you'll be ready to sit down and just about ace that exam.
Yeah, that's what I'm hopeful of. I know those guys are really good. They've helped me out a lot with the other parts of the test, with the general in particular, and that. So I'm really looking forward to being able to get those couple of extra frequencies and that. That'll be really nice.
Oh, yeah, there are some advantages to having a little bit of extra space in there sometimes. And, it just depends upon what you're using and everything else. So sometimes I get into it, sometimes I don't. It just depends upon who's what. Most of the contests and everything are all in the general band anyway.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've been listening to a couple of contests over the weekend. They had the Vermont QSO and the Minnesota and the British Columbia QSO. So I was listening to some of them. Made a few contacts, so that was nice.
Yeah, on those I try to sometimes take a chance and just make contacts to give people contacts. And all I was kind of busy over the weekend, so didn't have a chance to do a whole lot. And but next weekend I'll be at home, so I'll have this coming weekend I'll be at home. Hopefully I'll have my aunt back by then, so I'll be able to work a few people at when I need to break through the pile-ups.
Yeah, boy, you got that right. It takes me a minute on just 100 watts to break through the pile-ups, and if the propagation isn't just right, you're not going to make it, probably.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to work T9A on CW both last night and then again this morning, and not getting through the pile-ups with 100 watts. I mean, when you're one voice among 60 out there calling and yours is the weakest one, that's what happens. Of course, I know some people that have worked them QRP at like 10 or 15 watts, so it's possible. You just got to catch it just right.
Yeah, I had an operator over in Namibia down in South Africa over the weekend, and I tried for an hour to get him on 17 meters. I could hear him good, but I just couldn't break through the pile up to get him. But there'll be another day.
Oh, yeah, there will. Trying to wait on his light, hope it'll turn green sometime soon so I can make a turn here. And this truck in front of me will finally get moving. I think he's daydreaming.
Roger, you're up there in Spartanburg over by Roebuck, right?
Well, now I'm right out here by 29 where it goes under Interstate 26, but I'm headed back over towards the house. Yeah, I'm over there near Roebuck. I don't know. My physical address is more of my mailing address is Roebuck, so that's what I've got on things. But, I've been there for 40-some years, so I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, roger on that. I've been here for 22 years over here in Greer, so I'm not seeing it going anywhere anytime soon anyway. At least not before I retire.
Well, I did that about 11 years ago. And also I've been retired about 11 years, fully retired. And I worked part. I retired at 60, and then worked part time until I was 62, and then took full retirement. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm retired now. But I stay active. Don't want us to do any of that just sitting around doing nothing. Can't stand that.
Yeah, Roger. Roger on that one. Yeah, that's why I got into this. I need a good hobby for when I retire, but that's at minimum 5 more years if I go early, and it's 7 more if I go full. So it's going to be a minute or two for me. Well, my wife was sick at the time, and I went at 62, so went full at 62 to take care of her, and then she passed away a couple of years later, so it's been what it is, and I've been continuing on since then, and I'm thinking maybe I'm going to go online and put in an application to be a census taker. It's a part-time job. They let you pick your hours to work, and you get paid weekly, so maybe it's a good deal. That keeps you busy and makes you some radio money, right? And sorry to hear about your wife. And then I know the feeling, and that I lost one about 25 years ago now. Well, my wife was sick for 15 years before she passed, and we had been married for 45 years when she passed, so we had a good life together. And I've got a lot of good friends, both radio and church and my barbershop course and things like that, that have stuck with me through it all. So, it's something that keeps me going. Yeah, that's what we all need, something to keep us going and good friends and that, and you can't beat it. But I've made it to my destination, so I'm going to say I enjoyed it and look forward to catching you another time in 73, and I hope your practice goes well for you. KN4TFW. All right, well, we'll catch up to you later, and I'll be back on the road, and about 6 o'clock I'll be on the way. Catch you later, KN4TFW, W2T73, W2T Mobile.
W2T, WS4P.
Hello, Mr. Al.
Hey, Rusty, how you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing what I can, when I can, how I can. You know how that is.
I hear you. I got a couple of messages for you. When are you going to be on the sideband net again?
Probably not till Friday, because I've got rehearsal tonight, rehearsal tomorrow night, and a board meeting on Thursday night. I had to switch off with Gary for my call, because I was supposed to call the net Thursday night, and I had to switch off with RUE Gary to get him to take that, and then I'll take his next week. But I'll be back. I'll be on Friday.
Okay. Well, I'll mark my calendar, kind of make it a point to jump in there then. I'm not able to get on it like I used to, but anyhow, that's kind of how it goes with my life nowadays. We just finishing up visiting here in town in Seneca with my mom a little bit, so back on the road to head home.
All right, well, they're taking pre-net check-ins and even passing some traffic before 7 o'clock, so you might want to be there about 20 till, and because as soon as the other guys move off, and they're moving off to give us a chance, because about 7:15, the band has gone so long, you can't hear anybody, so they've been starting about 20 minutes till 7, so you might want to think about being there early. That way we can get the traffic passed before the band goes south.
Yeah, I noticed they've been doing that, and I've jumped on there a time or two here. Seemed like it was really kind of bad back in the fall. They're on the slow net. Usually about 8 o'clock time we come on, it has stabilized a little bit, but one thing we're fortunate, we got a couple of guys, one's down in Lakeland, and the other one over in Smyrna, Tennessee. They're regulars and they're also net controllers, so usually when we can't hear each other in the Carolinas, they can relay for us.
Yeah, I can remember years ago, it hasn't been recent, but I can remember years ago, one night calling the sideband in. Because it's been quite a few years ago I did this, and I had over 100 check-ins one night, and I didn't take a single direct check-in. I had relays in Oregon,
Kansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And that's how I got my check-ins that night. I didn't hear a soul in South Carolina.
I remember back 1975 when I first got licensed, since I just got my general license, started getting on the sideband net, and I think it, if I remember right, I think it was Sparky's dad, K4GQG Sparky, I can't remember his dad's call sign up there in Ohio, that he would actually call the net some nights, because he was the only one that could hear everybody in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's why it's good that Sue in Nine Zulu Golf has that connection with that remote rig up in New York, because there's some nights when nobody's going to hear anybody in South Carolina, and she can hear them all through that rig up there and relay everybody, so that's a good deal there. Oh, well, I'm about back to the house myself. I had to go do some running around, pick up some stuff I need for rehearsal tonight that I should have gone and picked up yesterday, but yesterday I was taking the new tubes and new resistors up to the folks that are working on my amp up in Tryon, doing some other running around. So, you know, it's trying to get all that done here. And interesting, a school bus still run around this time of day. Figured by now they'd have everybody home. But I was able to get by before she flipped the sign out. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s, because I'm going to be down at the bottom of this little hill here in a minute, and I'll be in my driveway. Al, I'll catch you for sure on Friday. WS4P, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, good chat with you here on this one. I have to do talk on this one around Seneca here, because I get going down 11. Table Rock gets in the way of it, and signal gets pretty choppy. You have a good rest of the day there, and 7-3s, and we'll look for you on Friday. It's WS4P.